to the Rad Reality Show 3.0. To my mom, who was here for me for the past 40 years, but actually 2 years ago when I started the show, she was one of the few that really pushed me to start it. I dedicate it tonight to her. I love you, Mom. I wish she was here with me right now. But I want to dedicate it to her. And I also want to say thank you to a few people that are not in the room right now, probably. Kathy from ARCSA, you helped me out. Shannon, my first co-host. Panther, who's been here since the beginning, and you all know. And then some other people I want to say thank you to before the show's out. But Michelle Costa, he's coming probably tonight to say hey to us, so I'll say thank you to her. But, you know, I already have a guest on, or a caller on the phone line that, you know, she came on our show, and I really was impressed with this Big Brother alumnus, and I have always admired her since the times we've talked and everything. And Lydia, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Happy 2-year anniversary.
Yes. 2 years.
Very proud of you. And I have to say, you are the only other person besides myself and Miss Costa who can rock a unitard and still look cool in it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. You know what? I was really, I give you guys the first, for the, okay, I can't even say what I was going to say. I'll tell you right now, that was the most hottest thing that I ever wore. And
okay, I had a cape, booty shorts, and goggles. I wish I could have drawn on mine. That would have killed some time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you guys, I mean, and I really, you know, I was going to sell it, but then somebody had to draw a picture. Somebody had to draw a picture on it, and I decided to keep it because there was so much, there was just so much coolness on the thing that I couldn't pass it up. But no, Lydia, I want to say thank you. I know one time you helped me even co-host, and we brought Kevin on, and ever since I was actually looking at the Big Brother people that have been on my show, and you guys at season 11 really supported me, and I was really happy that you guys really supported me. And Ronnie, and
you also have like a birthday coming up too, so that's pretty. This is like a pretty big like month for you. Week,
yeah.
So.
I don't know why we decided. I don't know why we decided to do the show, the opening show on my birthday. I think it was Panther and Kathy's idea.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, and it's great timing now because everything I'm going through physically too. I mean, I'm waiting for the open heart surgery and everything, so it's it's been a good experience for me this week.
Well, I want to say, like, thank you for having your show, because it gives us, especially from Big Brother, like, a platform to talk about, like, what we went through and answer questions and connect to, like, all the amazing fans. So I want to thank you for, like, having a wonderful show and having wonderful people associated with it.
And you know what? I want to talk real quick to you while we have a second. How's Pop Talk? We had Kevin on yesterday. Are you excited about Pop Talk? Coming, and can you guys keep continuing on with that?
Yeah, Pop Talk is, you know, is the first love of all of our other, like, little side projects that Kevin and I do, and I'm really excited to kind of go out and do other pop culture things with Kevin and Pop Talk. So it's gonna be like a really fun year, but. What I'm trying to do right now, Ron, is there's this contest going on that Ashton Kutcher and Pop Chips. Okay, so, like, Ashton Kutcher, for those of you who, like, are a fan, aren't a fan, whatever, he's looking for, like, a vice president of pop culture to, like, go around the country with him to different, like, pop events and, like, pop culture things and, like, pretty much report and give exclusives and all this stuff. And it's like you have to be voted into office, essentially. This is kind of like that fifth grade election, you know, that you try to, like, be president for. So, like, what I need is I need all the amazing Big Brother fans. If you hated me, if you didn't hate me, if you love me, whatever, please just vote for me, because I think it's time that we have Big Brother all year round, in a sense, just not in summertime. So, like, this would be an awesome job for me. This would kind of take, I think, even Pop Talk to a whole new level, because it would kind of, like, at least give me access, and, you know, it would essentially give Kevin access to a lot of, like, people that, like, and shows we're into. So, like, people, just vote for me, please. That's what I'm doing right
and
now.
Lydia, yeah, we will definitely be plugging it. Isn't it over almost, though?
What happens is, like, the last videos are submitted March 2nd, but you can vote once a day, every day, and it's on the Pop Chips Facebook, like, fan page. And you just, my name's in there, so you just look for it. But, yeah, I mean, like, there's some people on there that have, like, 900 votes, and I don't even know who they are, but I'm like, God damn it, like, it's time for Big Brother to kind of do a all-year takeover, not just summertime.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Before we let you go, I wanted to bring up the other person that rocked the leotard, because she just called in, and that is Miss Michelle Costa. Michelle, she just said we are the three people that ever rocked the leotards.
Hell yeah, camel toe and all.
Whoa, Michelle, they gave me booty shorts, because when I put that on, I'm like, this is so not family, like, friendly. I don't know how you did it and Sheba, but I was like, I am not comfortable with having, like, a moose knuckle.
Listen, and they gave me an
honestly,
extra small one. They were like, ha ha ha, this is what you're going to get, extra small.
Yeah.
And with me,
like,
I made sure I had my boxers. I made sure I had my boxers on. I was like, there's no way I'm not going to go camo for that.
Oh, my God.
One.
I'm going to totally vote for you, Lydia, too. I'm going to totally vote for you. I hope you get it.
Thank you. Seriously, Michelle, like, us Big Brother people, we need to be more in pop culture and everything, because there's so many amazing people who are so different, and I feel like, you know, we just need to be out there more.
Definitely.
You know what? And that's one thing. My show, I should have maybe called it a pop culture a talk show, because when I started the show, my idea was to do reality TV, but not really reality TV only. It was to do real life people that, you know, maybe had, you know, or like music and different.
Well, like, what,
you know,
we are
walk.
Pop culture in a sense. Like, me and Michelle, like, we are, you know,
right.
in pop culture. Like, so it's not, like, something that we don't know and we're not a part of. So it's kind of, like, everything we're all into. Like, I just want to, God damn it, and also, like, I need a job, and this pays $50,000. That'd be awesome.
You know, I think I lost Michelle, actually.
Oh, no.
Michelle's gone. You know what? I think it's our new screener. or our screener, maybe he disconnected or he can't hear me say that, so don't tell Paul I said that, but she's gone. Paul's doing a good job. Paul's doing a good job. He's trying his hardest to learn the system, and sometimes, like last night, we had Coach Wade on the show. And
oh, yeah, from Survivor. I heard Kevin was a giddy little schoolboy over him.
Cherry, what do you think? Cherry, say hey to Lydia, too. I forgot to even...
Hi,
we've
Lydia.
We've been just
this
talking away.
Yeah, I tweeted you last night when you put the link up to vote for you. I did vote for you, and I've got it saved on my computer, and I'll vote for you daily, girl.
Thank you. Oh, here's the thing, too. I just posted a YouTube video. The person who's the 1,000th voter and shows me, like, a screen cap of the voting thing, I'm going to send them a very special Big Brother-related prize that only a handful of Big Brother people actually have. So.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to put together, like, a pretty awesome gift because this and the fans of Big Brother mean so much to me.
Hey, Lydia, are you wanting to get going? I do have another caller that I have to take right away. So,
No. I just wanted to call in and say congratulations, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and keep up the amazing shows.
Yeah, and get us back before Big Brother. Maybe we can get you. I'd like to get you and Kevin to come on together. We're doing like a 15-minute show now, or interview times more, where we don't have to keep you guys on for like the 45 minutes type deal. So get a hold of Ben,
cool.
Get a hold of Paul, get a hold of somebody, and I would love to get you and Kevin together at the same time to do like
totally.
A 15 minute, just, plug your stuff. Or whenever you have stuff to plug, my show's always welcome to you.
Thank you, like, everyone, and, like, Ron, again, happy birthday and congratulations on your success, and I hope you get well soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye.
I'm letting Lydia go, and I have to get this caller next. Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle?
I got bounced like a ball.
Did
you even know that I wasn't on the phone line?
Yeah, did you drop off or did Paul hang up on you?
No, I don't even know. One minute I was on, and next minute, like, I was off. So I don't know. I'm on a house phone, so.
I see we have another person that was at my first show on the phone line. And guys, Sandy, I see you're there from Survivor. Hold on. And Paul maybe can go say hey to, make sure. But I have to bring April up now.
Yay!
April was one of my, or she was, or... Oh, how do I say? I was her first interviewer, and she was on my first show, and it was two years ago. And Michelle surprised me with April, and I was like, oh my gosh. Hey, girl.
Something just happened in your pants.
Hi.
Hi, April.
How are you?
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Boo.
The only person we're missing is. The only person we're missing is Jesse.
Oh.
I know. I know. Where
How are you
he?
Doing, Ron? Happy birthday.
I'm not doing very good. I'll be honest
I
with
know.
You. I'm going to be
That's
straight
what
up.
That's what I heard. Am I going to have
I'm
to
not...
come out there and kick your ass and, No,
you just got to have to give me. I just got to
I think
get
that sounds like a good idea.
No, I won't fight much.
You have to fight in your unitard, though, Ron.
My chest is just really bad. I'm just really. They wanted to do open heart surgery on me, and they need to do open heart surgery on me. But I have water that has built up around my heart, and stuff that I can't do. And the balloon thing. We haven't heard back from them yet if they can do it. But I definitely am. Needing it done, and this show is keeping me alive, and I'm so grateful that we have this show that I've, I just can't believe it was 2 years ago that I started it with you guys on my first one.
I can't believe it's 2 years.
And I was actually starting to cry because I didn't think it was going to last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, don't cry, Ron.
It's been amazing, Ron. I am so proud of you. You know, I mean, this show is everywhere. You know, I get on your website and, you know, have advertisements on there. And I remember the first year. You know, I remember, you know, things just kind of starting out and getting, you know, a few callers. And then it's more and more and more callers. And now it's huge. You know, it's something
that
you're
very proud of. Yeah, one of my most memorable callers was with you, April, actually.
Aww.
When Corey called in. And I met her because I don't think neither one of us thought that was really her.
I know.
We were like, yeah, sure, okay. But it was, and we became good friends. And
see that?
But
how many friendships have come from this radio show? It's ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, hell, lots. You know what, guys? April, can you stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I want to, because you guys were my co-hosts in the beginning of the show. I want to bring up a guest, though. And Cherry is up on this phone line. And Cherry,
hey, Cherry.
If you ever want to say hello, yell out, tell hello, because I'm not gonna remember you because this phone line is packed with numbers and I'm like in a bubble world right now with already with the calls.
Everybody
so,
in the chat room is so excited tonight.
But I want to bring up Sandy because she's been on hold for a little bit, and I don't want to have her hold too long. But Sandy, welcome to the show. You were one of our guests. I can't remember if it was the first year or the second year, but thank you for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure, Ron. How are you doing, honey?
You know what? I should have had a clip that I could just push the button. No, I'm not doing good, but everything will be okay.
Right.
I have a heart issue that is at crucial. I'm really bad.
I know, sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I keep you in my prayers, and everything will be okay, and it'll go okay.
And in April, you didn't hear this. I don't know if you heard this, but I had a stroke too, a TIA stroke, lined in my right eye.
Oh,
and actually,
wow.
I was yelled at today by Jillian.
Oh,
from
quit it.
Gabon. She told me, she said, next time you get something like that, you should have gone to the hospital right then.
Yes.
Definitely.
I waited because it was Christmas weekend.
Right.
And I was hoping it would shake off.
Right.
And I'm sure you being stubborn had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Mary. Yeah. Not Mary. Yeah.
I was stubborn.
Oh, my gosh.
She's so stubborn.
I'm not stubborn. You really think I'm stubborn?
Somebody didn't know you
a little bit.
It took me a little while to get. I'll never forget. Hey, Sandy, you want to hear a funny one? But it's April.
Yeah.
The first time I went into, I wasn't in the hospital in a long time. It was the night me and April does our show on Tuesday nights.
Right.
And I told her, I said, let's do the show from the hospital bed. I never heard a girl yell at me so faster than she did. She goes, Ron! I'll never forget that. I can see the room and everything. But how have you been doing, Sandy, since Survivor? What have you been? I mean, are you up to anything? Are you going to Chemecla?
Honey, you won't. I am in clown school as we speak. I am going to be a clown, and I've got a new baby puppy that's Doberman. She'll be a year old next week, and I'm going to get her certified as a therapy dog so I can incorporate her into my clown act.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's awesome.
And that's what I'm doing.
And you going? Are you going to... Are you going to be going to the reality rally or relay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really hoping to do that out there in Tomoka Valley with Jillian.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to, I hope to make it out there. And But, yeah, that's about, you know, I drove a school bus for a long time, and I love making people laugh, little kids and old people and middle people and young people. And I thought, I'm going to go to clown school. And everybody has definitely said I'll probably, you know, graduate with honors, you know.
That's so cool.
And the other night they said in class, now they said that they thought they met made me trouble. And I was like, now where in the heck did that come from? Trouble me? You know,
no.
But no. And anyway, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm attending clown school and left the dog trainers tonight conversing about, you know, training, turning my dog into a little therapy dog. Well, she's not little. She's 80-something pounds. So, yeah. And but yeah, that's about all I've been doing, you know, so. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Making people smile is a great thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in the Derby parade this year in Louisville, Kentucky. So, hey, you guys, I don't know, y'all going to come to Mark Lynch's, you know, big deal here in Kentucky, you know, the firefighters thing for the kids and all that and what, June or July and everything. So I know a bunch of people come from Big Brother and Survivor and you know, a lot of reality stars and stuff. We have a blast that weekend and everything. So, I'll be in the Derby parade this year as a clown, so y'all watch for me on TV. You know, that's everywhere, so.
Nice.
I'm a little scared of clowns, though. No, not really.
You know what?
I'm just joking.
There's a lot of people afraid of clowns. I mean, and most people are adults that are afraid of them. So, you know.
Is that?
Anyway.
Did you have a bad experience,
have...
Ron, with a clown? Like, did something
traumatize
you? No,
I'm joking. I was joking. I was just being a smartass.
He was kidding. He was being a smartass.
I was kidding.
Uh-huh.
Ron,
yeah, as
I
yeah.
just being
diploma,
a smartass, get out.
Yeah. Oh, quit it. Yeah. God, as soon as I get my diploma and I know everything, I'm going to come. I'm going to come down there and be live with you.
That'd be
outfit.
Awesome. Hey,
yeah,
and Sandy,
yeah.
I'm going to. We'll have to get you back on a Thursday.
Okay, sweetie. Okay.
And we talk Survivor. So I do have one quick question before you go by, because I have another caller, another guest up on the bottom.
Okay.
And so Banana Man, don't go nowhere.
Banana Man.
Last night's show, on a scale of 1 through 10, what did you get? What did you get? Now, is that yours, April?
Yeah.
I think he said a 1.
He wants to be on the show as well. So he's making his first appearance.
Is this the first time on my show? I think so. But Sandy, on a scale of 1 through 10, what did you give last night's show?
Scale of 1 to 10, probably
10 being good.
Geez. Huh?
10 being good.
Probably
a 7.
Yeah.
It was a pretty interesting tribal council. You have to say that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what's so bad, I guess, is because if you take the whole show and everything, there's so many highs and lows and everything, but Tribal Council, shoot, that was off the chart. So, and I'm kind of anxious to see how they're going to, you know, this Redemption Island is going to play once that, you know, contestant goes back into the game. Because I'm going to tell you what, you talk about working double time, trying to really, you know, play your game and then go to this Redemption Island and then come back in. But if y'all remember, I was voted out right at the beginning and got a second chance to make a first impression. And a lot of times you don't get to do that, but I did. So, you know, it might work out for, you know, a lot of them.
Well, thank you for calling in and being part of our two-year celebration and birthday celebration.
Okay, I'll keep you in my prayers, buddy, and everything will be good.
Thank you.
And I'll be back again soon, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll get Ben to contact you very soon.
Okay, Ron. Okay, honey.
Thank you.
All right, babe. Bye.
Okay. Hey, you know what, Michelle and April? We have one of the most craziest Big Brother house guest ever to walk in a banana. He's the man in the banana suit.
Man in a banana
man
suit.
In the banana suit. It's Casey from Big Brother 11. And we're joined with Casey and April and Michelle Costa. April Downing and Michelle Costa from 10 is on the air with us too, Casey. So, hello.
Yeah. What's up?
Hello.
What's going on,
the sky?
Guess what I'm doing?
I'm doing me. You got Casey. I was gonna do that first, and you beat me.
I'm pretty quick, man. I'm pretty quick.
You're so quick at doing yourself. Jeez.
Wait, are you guys talking about cowboy now?
Actually, no. This is a totally different thing. Imagine that.
I'm just cowboy. One time, Casey called in and said he was gonna have a date with himself.
I was having that date.
Yeah, and Michelle was like, "Who are you gonna do? You're gonna do yourself." It was funny. You gotta be there.
Yeah.
Hey Casey, wasn't it your birthday? Wasn't it your birthday this week?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Is it over? Yes, thank God. It's finally over.
How long did that birthday last, the whole week?
To you.
It was like a 5-day joint, man. You know, it's a pretty good run. We started like last Friday, and I had a couple club events and stuff, you know, come with some of the spots I work at, man, and had some people come out, man. We had a good time.
Oh, I know. You tore it up.
But yes, my liver is happy that thankfully it's over, so that's good.
Just think broccoli.
Thank God,
broccoli is good
drink.
For your liver.
Okay, yeah.
I can't drink right now, I don't think.
Unfortunately, I don't like broccoli. But yeah, no, it's good, man. Just hanging out, man. I wanted to call in and say congrats on your 2-year anniversary, and I get, you know, your happy birthday and all that, and you know.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear that your health is not going good, man. You know, keep your head up, and it's nice to know. I think you ought to find some comfort in knowing that there's so many people out here, man, pulling for you and praying for you. So, you know, you'll get through, my man, and, you know, keep pushing.
You know what, Casey, I will say this to you and April and Michelle right now, but that's one thing I know, that when I was in the hospital, even – The calls that I got and the posts and even people that have talked to me, you know, that I didn't even know they would know that I'd been in the hospital. You know, the big family and I'm so glad to be part of this, you know, reality family that you guys have pretty much adopted me, because I've never been on a reality show, but, you know, I've just – feel like the love. I feel the love, Casey.
Good. You should, man. You should.
Are you getting emotional, Ron?
I tell you, before the show's over with, I'm going to cry. I tell you, I will cry because, I mean, I'm already a little teared up because, you know, Casey, my first two guests ever on the show was Michelle and April and Jesse.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
And the bad part about it is, the funny part about it was our awkward moment with, and then we had Keisha call in too, and Kathy.
It was like crickets. It was like.
It was like dead silence. I'm like.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
It was crickets for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, Jesse calls in, we might have him again. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And guess who's our next caller?
Oh, come
caller.
On. And now on the phone line, wait, listen. Our next caller is, we do have another caller. Will you hang with us? Casey, just 1 second.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. It's the
cricket.
House guest
from
season 10 and season 11. The person America loves to hate. Number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders. And I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Okay, he wasn't really there, but I at least tried to make
it up.
I knew I could do that to Casey. I knew Casey laughed.
You had a couple seconds left there, brother, and I was out.
Yeah, I can't picture you being like that. You're one of the most down to earth guys that I met.
Absolutely.
In Vegas. Yeah, I mean, you were just
yes,
really
to
down to earth. I can't see you being
No. But I have, you know what? And I don't, you know, it's not. I think anybody who's ever on that stuff, I mean, reality shows like that, and people send you home and all that, man. I mean, I'm a long way from obsessing about it. I don't wake up in the morning with the Jesse doll stick pins in or anything, but don't think we're ever going to be close. How about that?
You know, I thought in Vegas I saw you and him like over in a corner, like trading bumper stickers and stuff.
Yeah, phone numbers and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if that's what they were doing.
I try to be nice, man, to everybody, and you know, sometimes it's reciprocated, sometimes it's not. So you know, keep it moving.
Casey.
Yes.
How's the family?
The family is good. We're doing good.
Good.
The baby is actually over at his grandparents. My daycare lady, her daughter is in Miami, man, awaiting a liver transplant. So.
Oh my goodness.
And we got to work, so he's over at the grandparents for two nights, man. And me and my wife just in here enjoying some Thursday night TV.
I love Janice.
Yeah. So we're just relaxed.
I know, me too.
Yeah, no, she's great. How was Super Bowl out there?
Yeah, well, wait, so out where?
In Dallas.
I don't know, I didn't go.
I didn't either.
I'm in Arizona.
I'm up in Rhode Island. They don't allow.
We've had the Super Bowl here, but that was back in 2008.
I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl because my team got screwed up.
I'm a big Steelers fan, and it didn't go well for us either. But of course, it went better for all of them than the Patriots. So.
You know,
I'm not
going to
say nothing.
You know what, Casey? I thought we were cool. I you know what? That's okay. That's cool. Things just got awkward. Hold on. Things just got awkward.
Make it really quiet. Do you hear the crickets? Is Keith on the line? Because it's a little awkward right now.
This is a good spot. You might as well put Libra on the line to get things really weird up in here.
That was funny thinking about all of us being in Vegas like that too. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you for calling in, buddy.
No, man, no sweat.
Well, I want to get you on for a longer thing, so I'll probably get Ben to write you. We're doing like a 15-minute blocks now.
On
our regular shows.
My wife is a terrific woman, but I'm sure she wants me back inside here in a moment. So
that's what I meant. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to let you go, you know, but I would like to get you back in a couple weeks, you know, down the road, closer to Big Brother. And we're, instead of us having on for like 45 minutes like we used to, we're doing like a 15-minute blocks, you know, for and if you ever have something to promote, though, if you ever have anything to promote, get a hold of Ben. Get a hold of me. I mean, come on. I mean, our listenerships are growing by tons, and people are, you know, would love to hear what you have to promote. You know what I mean? So
Not me. Thank you.
I just wanted to give y'all a shout, man, and wish you the best, homie.
Okay, man. Talk to you later.
Bye, Casey.
Take care. Bye, ladies. Take care.
Bye.
Okay.
Wow, that was awkward.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
I love Casey.
Me too. I really do. He's
so
cool
much
dude.
Fun and so down to earth. Like, when you hang out with him, it's just like, I just like just talking and, you know what I mean?
Well, plus
just,
his
like,
wife,
so...
Janice, is just as cool. She's cool as shit.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what to do next. We got another caller. April, are you guys, Michelle, are you okay?
I'm good for a couple more minutes. I'm not feeling so good today. I've been, like, really sick, but I got a couple more minutes left in me.
And my little
voice,
if you can't hear him.
Whenever you guys want to go, just tell us. And I'm not going to say goodbye to you guys because I can't say goodbye to you guys.
It's not goodbye, Ron. It's see you later.
Oh.
Remember that. It's never goodbye.
I know.
See you later.
I know. Cherry, I want to first of all, say, Cherry, are you up here still?
I'm here.
Well, Cherry, I am trying. You're going to have to either hit me or something because I keep on forgetting to let. Is there anything in the chat room anybody's saying real quick? Cowboy, we're coming to you from Survivor. Cowboy from Survivor is coming up next. So just hold your guys' seats. But, Cherry, is there anything in the chat room? Are people enjoying the show?
We had a number of questions for Casey, but he's already gone, so.
Yeah, guys, the questions are not going to happen tonight, probably. We're having too much fun just reminiscing, and it's going to be more reminiscing. You guys can sit back and just enjoy and have fun. I will try to do it like if you have something that, you know, somebody that, you know, we have a little more time with. So let's bring up Cowboy, and let's see what he's been up to since Survivor. Cowboy. Sorry, I'm trying to get to you.
How are you? How are you?
I'm right now.
Ooh,
I like
that laugh.
Right now, I am crazy. The show has been crazy. You're actually a first-time caller, too. That's what's crazy. You probably haven't been around our craziness of the Rad Reality Show, but I'm so glad when Ben said he got you to call in. And I believe next week we got you booked for Thursday night to do a full Survivor show. But
well, I'll tell you what. I used to have my own radio show with Southernmost Radio Network out in Key West here, and we did the same thing, and we broke all the records doing Survivors.
Nice.
Well, that's cool.
We have
cool.
like 20 survivors calling in, and it was just the guy couldn't keep up with it. It was just like rocking. We rocked it. It was good. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I love about tonight. That's what I love about tonight and everything. Tonight's been one of these. It's my 2-year anniversary. And Michelle Costa, do you watch Big Brother?
Oh yeah, I watch whatever I can catch. You know, I hang out with Big Brother's people. Like Krista Spiegel is actually a very good friend of mine, and right now she's going through some, you know, trials, and I wish her the best.
Yeah.
I bring her to my prayer circles and my meditation circle every day, and wish her the best at all times. So everyone,
Cowboy, were you in Virginia,
hey,
Cowboy?
Hmm.
Did you go to Virginia and do the animal rescue?
Well, I was down in Key West, and I didn't have the resources to get up there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Orlando. But it's kind of ironic that I live right there at Roanoke, and my brother in Richmond. You know, but I just didn't have, once I was down in Key West, I couldn't get back up there.
I mean, you're
so
in Key West. Oh, beautiful over there.
Yeah, I'm in Key West right now. I'm in a boat. I'm in a little sailboat,
22-footer.
Oh, my
gosh. Are you sipping on a margarita right now with an umbrella?
No, I'm just having a cheap old ice house for $1.49 plus tax.
Hey, that's still good.
Well, you know, the reason why I have a $1.49 one, because I looked at a Budweiser for $1.79, but I saw the homeless guy out in front of Circle K, which I knew. I feed him at a soup kitchen almost every day. So I decided to buy the $1.49 one so he can have one and I can have one.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
and he's just so grateful. And it's just like, and he got his little stick, and he showed me his little fish hook, and he said, "I'm going to go fishing for mangrove snapper tonight, baby." And I said, "Yeah. But where's your fishing pole?" He said, "I don't have fishing license." So he had to sneak a little stick in his pocket and a little hook in the dark.
Get out of here.
Trying to catch a fish. Oh, my gosh. It's like, wow. What people
he
have to go through
Survivor.
Now just to catch a fish. Just to catch a fish and eat. You know, it's like, wow, you can't even eat unless you have a license.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, think about that. You got to have a license to go catch a fish and eat. That's like, wow.
That's crazy. Is that just in Key West,
though,
right?
We don't even have water to fish where I'm living right now in Arizona.
Oh, I'm surrounded by
water.
Gotta
have the water first.
No, we have
I'm in the water right now.
In
yeah. I'm in the water, mm-hmm. And then, you know, the waves keep lapping against the side of the boat, so it makes you want to pee all the time.
Yeah, I was going to...
When you're close enough
to
the water, you
can
jump in and pee.
I was going to say, I was looking for the song on the thing, maybe like Omega, da-da-da. Ooh, I want to take you to a
Bermuda.
Well,
oh, my God, I want to go pee now.
Down here. You know, the Pirate List of 40, that kind of song, you know, it's really cool. And my boss,
or is
the boss
it Jimmy Buffett?
Why do you want to live in a boat? Well, you know, Jimmy Buffett kind of deal. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Cherry, yeah. I had to go to Cherry because Cherry's our resident hippie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So am I. Nice to meet one. Takes one to know one.
Absolutely.
Cherry, so what do you think about him and on the boats?
I think it's great.
You know what I named my boat, right?
What'd you name your boat?
The name is FOB. Fresh off the boat.
FOB?
I love it.
I came from Vietnam. I'll tell you, I'm a boat person. I came from Vietnam as a boat person. Okay? And I love it as FOB. And plus the pirates, in pirate speak, FOB is the FOB. The FOB is a controller.
You know
That's
what I
perfect.
Need to do, guys? I know what I should do. I've got what I want to do now. He's changed my mind. I just want to go buy a big old boat or a middle-sized boat, and I want to go sailing. And don't worry about the open-heart surgery. Just go sailing and go sail away. And,
sail away.
Sail away on the tripod. Sorry.
And then when I die, the sharks can eat me.
Oh, John Prime, but you're
bringing
a hurricane.
Well, that's kind of violent,
yeah.
Ron.
I know.
That's a bad image.
I'm
just saying,
now.
You know, I mean, you know.
Congratulations,
you know, I'm
Ron. Gonna... Your anniversary is here. I mean, wait a couple more, then you can do what you want.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do it.
Do the show for a couple more years, then you can do what you want.
Oh, I will. I'm just playing around. I'm just.
You gotta welcome to come down and visit me. You know, I take you to the soup kitchen. I volunteer there a couple days a week. We feed a couple hundred people, and it's really cool.
That's
you know how to cook
awesome.
For. Yeah, just how to cook for so many people. That's really fun. Just the technique of cooking for so many people. We feed them good food. They looked at me and they said, "Cowboy, what are we eating today?" I said, "Look at me. We're eating rice. Some kind of rice."
Well, don't say
Asian
rice. I've been hungry for rice.
I'm an Oriental man. So every day they're going to eat rice.
Ron, you're not far from Key West, right? You're in Georgia. That's just one state away.
Oh, yeah, that's down in Florida. Wait, Casey was here, too. He wasn't far from Key West, either.
Well, every time they have a storm, people run up to Georgia.
Okay, I know where you're talking about.
What's with all you East Coast people?
What? Don't be mad, West Coast, okay?
I'm calling from the West Coast.
Yeah, but it's because all the West Coast people. No. Oh. You want him to say hello? He can be our
Ethan,
making his appearance, his first time appearance. He is getting so big.
Hey,
Ethan.
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Ethan. Ethan,
I wish somebody would have warned me, though. How much? Huh?
I was going to tell Cowboy. Michelle Costa, who is the one, she was my, she's my co-host on Monday nights for Manic Monday. And she was my first guest ever on the show 2 years ago. And she brought a friend along.
Oh, I popped your cherry good.
She's always so many people's first.
I know, I'm everybody's first.
Hey, let me finish my story. I feel like I'm getting interrupted for once. You guys are interrupting me. I interrupt people. You don't interrupt me. I'm just joking. Michelle always says I interrupt people.
Yeah.
No, but April then came on, and hey, that at least that was cool. I was her first interviewer because she hadn't done none of these kind of shows. And we had Jesse on, and that was my first show, Cowboy.
Wow. Anniversary.
So,
huh? I want to say congratulations, Ron. Amazing.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. That's like you're doing the brothers and the sisters a lot of the service here.
Yeah, I love the reality friends that I've built in the past 2 years. Even before I had many reality friends before that. So
I know we're
just
regular
lovable
people, aren't we?
Yeah, it's great. It's And you know what? Let me play this clip last night. We had a clip last night from Coach Wade's show, and I want to play it. You guys hang tight with me. Yeah, Coach was on last night, and he was our guest last night for the Survivor show we do. And
people said he stole my dragon.
You know, I you were the first Dragon Slayer, weren't you, pretty much?
Yes, he was.
Survivor.
Well, I'm not a Dragon Slayer. I'm a dragon. I am a dragon.
But
that's so hot.
What he said to me, last night, I want to make sure Michelle and April hear it, because
okay.
This was an amazing clip last night.
Hey, do you need to get going to watch Survivor?
I'm loving this, man. This is I'm really like, you know, as a I don't think I'm a celebrity, but as an interviewer, you know, there's different energy with different I'm an interviewee. There's different different energy with the interviewers, and man, you guys are bringing out the Dragon Slayer in me. So I say, let's keep going.
Ooh,
let's forge on, man. I'm ready to do more stuff with you guys.
Well, you know what? This is my last show in 2 years. And you know what? What you just said just put the biggest smile, because I really do try to make the show a little different than these other internet shows that are out there. And,
right.
Ron, just said
that. Ron,
take some calls,
Ron, do you have such big eagles, Ron?
Fans?
I'd love to.
Ron, your ego is so huge. It's amazing.
You know why? I'll tell you why
go
I got
ahead.
An ego. Because my one of my first guests were Jesse, and his ego rubbed off on me. And April and Michelle knows what kind of ego he has, right?
Trust me, he has enough to share with the entire world, and he'd still have a huge ego. So.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's his.
That's
you
like
have
Jesse
to.
Rocks. Jesse
no,
rocks.
Not really.
You have ego.
I'm actually
the most
humble
person. You have to
have
ego, and that's a compliment.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning it. I'm really not that way. That's what's so funny about it. I'm usually
really,
I'm usually not that way. But, Cherry, do we have any chat questions for Cowboy?
Sure.
Well, I have a question for Cowboy, if there's not a chat question. Cowboy, what do you think about the new season of Survivor? What was your thoughts on it? And what side are you on? Are you on the good or are you on the evil?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You know, I go to meditation 4 or 5 times a week, and I do meditation all day long, and I enjoy myself spending time to myself. How's that? I really don't take sides at all. I just wanted these guys to play it out the way they do it. Russell's also my friend. I've never met Boston Rob, but Russell I've met many times. It's funny, and I like Boston Rob. I like Russell. I like them both, and I just want to see them play their best. That's what Survivor's so good at. There's no team, there's no, like, I like this, I like that, or maybe I can look at something and say, I would have done something different. But without being there, you can't really say that either, because you don't know what the edit's doing.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether, you know, you have to judge people within the context of their time. And so, you know, and I'm just happy that they're there, and they seem to be happy that they are. They're on Survivor. Russell seemed to be always arrogant, and he plays it up himself. He's doing his thing, and Rob, I don't think Rob really knows what's going to be coming, really. He looks like he's lost a little edge somewhere. It's just, just a little lost. It was a sharp, sharp Rob. Maybe it was overwhelming. Who knows? But I wish
definitely
all the
gonna
best.
It's going to be an interesting season, I'll tell you.
It's going to be an interesting season.
It
having
is.
Those two on.
All I can say is, Michelle knows what I'm going to say. Go,
oh,
Ron.
I know, Ron. I'm just waiting for
down
you to
with,
just...
Down with Russell.
Russell. You know, hey, I'm from Boston area. I love Boston Rob. Don't get me wrong. I love both of them. It's going to be a tough one, but, you know, I have this little thing for Russell. And, you know, I've met him, hung out with him. I haven't met Boston Rob yet. So, but I think all in all, it's going to be great, and it's going to be very interesting. And as yesterday's episode showed, it's going to be a very, very volatile, I think, with
we
that tribal council.
About.
Oh, my God, that tribal council was crazy.
I'm still the anti-Russell fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hang out with Russell. I hung out with Russell, and the thing about Russell is the game is always on. He's always on the game. And if he walked away for a moment, he's alone, you can see that he's back into whatever he's doing. But the moment a camera points at him or somebody looks at him and calls his name, the game is back on. no matter where he is, okay? And that's what I've noticed about him. And if we Boston Rob, I mean, Boston Rob, I've heard from others that Boston Rob have ego that are sky high. I mean, his ego is like the man is the giant God gift to man. But I think since he had a couple babies, he kind of slowed down a little bit. He kind of calmed down a little bit. I could see that in him.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and that would have been interesting if before Rob had any babies, before when he's still raw, early, young Rob against Russell. That would be really interesting. Now, I don't know. This is more a little bit more about wisdom versus purposely portrayed evil.
Yeah.
That's it. That's something like that.
he's definitely the family man now. Like, he's definitely the family man.
Jerry, do we have any chat questions?
Tom the North Star would like to know if you would have accepted the tools from Sears for the shelter, or would you have made the survivors tough it out?
I looked at that particular thing, and I asked myself, why did they get the tools? Because, got to remember, Rob is a construction worker. So by having the tools, they don't have to scatter. If you don't have the tools, you're going to have to go in the woods, and you're going to have 30 people running out, 20 people running everywhere, and a team camera crew have to chase them. Maybe this year they cut down the budget. They also have a fewer camera crew. And so they keep everybody together. So now, okay, since there's 10 pieces of plywood, who's going to tell who what to do with the plywood? You can see that right there and there. You can see who knows what to do, who knows what not to do. They concentrate them, and the drama is concentrated instead of scattered all over the place.
Right.
So there's a purpose behind that. I saw that, and I saw that as a purpose behind it. I hope that's what they were thinking, and not too sure, but it's a good idea. Let them have their home and everything else and concentrate on drama. That's how the survivor's been heading toward that direction lately.
They've always been very good at being the one show that knows how to add the twist and keep it fresh and keep it moving along so that Survivor doesn't get stale and old.
Well, Mark Burnett hired the best, supposedly. You know, a lot of very, very good photographers and cameramen and producers come to work for Mark Burnett for cut rate because they get to travel the world and they have, you know, they get to cut their teeth with it. Why would Jimmy Johnson come on the show? You know, he cut his teeth. I hung out with him and even Jimmy was into the game. All he talked about was the game. The whole time we were hanging out, it's like, Jimmy, let's just get drunk and let's not talk about it. Oh, yeah, I did this, I did that. And I'm like, wow. But Mark Burnett hired the best. And
yeah.
The Survivor attracts a lot of people that will work for free. I'll go on the show for free. I don't care. I just like doing it.
I see.
Yeah, Mark Burnett is the master of reality. You have to give him credit.
Absolutely.
I think so too.
Well, he has people knocking his door down saying, hey, can I work for you? You know, one of the cameramen said, Cowboy, I can't talk to you unless I put a camera on your face. So here it is. My whole tribe, my Asian tribe, is like chicken. As soon as the sun went down, they went to sleep. Boring as hell. So I went out to the sand, and I sat there, and the cameraman pointed a camera in my face, turned it on, and he talked to me and did an interview. And he said, you know, I like working for Mark Burnett. I get to travel around the world 6 months out of the year. We're short year-round. And get my name known, and anybody, anywhere I go, and I mentioned I work on Survivor, they give me respect because I can put up with the environment, I can deal with short pay, and, you know, there's a lot of bonuses that come with it. And so that's how I see it. A lot of people Yes?
Go ahead, finish up your statement.
No, a lot of people would basically, I just wrap it up and say a lot of people would love to do it for free.
I was just wondering if you are going to the event out in California in April for
Catalina Island.
Reality. What?
Okay, well, I don't attend. First of all, I'm the only survivor who lived the way I live. I'm a homeless person. I don't have a home. I've recently got a boat. Okay, the boss gave me a boat. I've been living this way for a long time. And I've spent my day volunteering everywhere, cooking and going to places, teaching meditation. I never charge anybody anything. I'm a healer, and I never charge anything. I work in 4 or 5 people a day anywhere, very effectively. And I just don't have the resources. I don't have the money to go to these things and hang out and drink. And I just don't do it. If they fly me, I do it. And if somebody say, hey, cowboy, you got to come here and do a charity event, I'll do that in a heartbeat. Okay?
Gotcha.
If I have the resources, I do it. Hey, cowboy, could you drive up to Orlando and come to a charity event? We can't fly you. Oh, I'm in Key West. You're in Orlando? No problem. I'll drive there. My tire blew up. I blew a tire last time. Guess who gave me? It was Sandra, the twice winner of Survivor. She gave me $60. She said, cowboy, how much is it going to cost for you to fix your car? I said, about $50, $60. She goes, oh, I got it. I'll hook you up, cowboy. I'll hook you up. Here.
Yeah, she got enough to get you a few cars fixed.
She's awesome.
That was nice
of
her.
Yeah,
that's what
I tell
like
everybody.
About her.
Yeah. What did Sandra do with a $2 million winning? Give Cowboy $60.
I can't wait to have. I want her on the show so bad. I'm gonna get her. I just haven't wrote her. I'm gonna have to give Ben the email before he can write her, or I'll send a letter.
Okay, I'll put
a
good word for you. How's that?
Oh, everyone has. I know she knows about us. I just haven't contacted her to get her. It's just been, with me being sick and everything, when I was going to contact her, I got really sick, and it was hard for me to get a hold of her. And
okay. Are you all right now? I mean, what's wrong with you?
No.
Maybe I can offer
you. I have ever since I was a kid, I had a bad aorta valve, which is closed on me right now. And but they can't do open heart surgery right this second because I have fluid around the chest, and it's kind of like I have some other variables that I have to take here, and I can't get the balloon effect thing. They might still do that. I just have to. The doctor hasn't got back with us. But it's been a long road. Now I'm on oxygen. I had a stroke, a TIA stroke, and that made me blind in the right eye. So it's just
a long process.
Wow. Yeah.
If I'm near, I can actually offer an assistance with that. What you have, I'm not kidding you. I'm not afraid. I've taken on Parkinson's. I've taken all kinds of problems, and I've been able to help people. And there's an exercise that I do. It's called a cowboy rock. And you just stand in one place and you rock back and forth, and you can. I share with thousands of people. It's very simple, and it dissipates your fluids, and it gets your immune system going, it gets your heart going, without stressing you. But I have to make a video and post it. So I'm going to have to get on the ball, make a video, and distribute it so everyone can share it.
I'm
trying to remember
if I had you on my Facebook. Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I am. I'm Cowboy, C-A-O-B-O-I.
Yeah, I think I have you on there. I'll have to see, if not, get Ben to suggest a friend. Because I believe I have you on there.
Yeah,
I have,
you should
know,
have
so
me.
Many.
But, basically,
yeah,
I'm a photo survivor who walk around, I cook in the soup kitchen, and nobody knows I don't tell nobody. I think it's out. But I'm just an old Asian guy who sweep the floor and cook food for homeless people, whatever. I'm happy, you know, I go to work, and it's like I told the boss, you pay me whatever you want. And I have a permanent job with this guy. And I guess he did. He gave me a boat. See? So,
I can't wait for next week, though. And I'm going to let you go, Cowboy.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
We can
thank
say
you,
some of your story. But you know what? I want to hear more of this, your adventures and more of your talk, because I definitely have to say you've been interesting. And I'm... And I'm looking forward to it next week. And we'll talk some
more. Sherry, Michelle, ladies.
Cowboy, thanks for calling in.
Thank
you
so much. You
sound sweet, but the ladies sound sweeter. And I just came on, and they passed me some energy, and I had a great laugh. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, anytime, Cowboy.
We'll see you next week. We'll see you next week.
We will be on next week, ladies. And thank you, Ron. And we'll all get together. Okay?
Sounds good.
Right. That's my motto.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, wasn't he just like the bomb?
What is he?
Yeah,
what an amazing man.
I know.
I can just sit back and listen.
Sorry, I think everybody in this world thinks that, you know, they're owed something, and it sounds like he really has everything in line, you know? It's great.
Yeah, I mean, people, well, you know what else people think? Like, they think that you're on TV, you did a reality show, you did this, that. You're filthy rich, living in this big house. Some people can. Some people can, and they do. And there's some people that just go back to their regular life, or it doesn't make you rich, you know? You're still a person. You're still a human being. You still have to work. You still have to do the daily things in life, you know? And to hear him say that he's homeless or was homeless, now he lives in a bowl, there's all this stuff.
That
that's
blew
crazy.
My mind out.
Yeah.
That blew my mind out. Good night, Tara. I just had to say good night to Tara.
Oh, you're okay, buddy.
So, Ethan.
That's me. That's
Ethan.
My little guy. I'll probably be having to go here soon. I'm trying to, like, talk about, Michelle was just talking about, you know, hey, you know, everyone thinks we're this and that. No one's changing dirty diapers but me right now, so I'll tell you that.
And how's married life?
You know what? My life is wonderful. I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier. We actually just moved this past weekend into a beautiful new home. You know, I have this pride and joy, although he's sick right now. He turned 8 months on Monday on Valentine's Day. He's already 8 months. But, yeah, I got a promotion at work. I'm now a manager at Wells Fargo. So, I mean, I'm really, really happy.
Get out.
Wait,
awesome.
Wait. You work at Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about ready to kill them a couple months ago. I don't like them. They're my bank now, but... I don't like them.
Sorry.
That's awesome,
that's
April.
Okay.
I have to come check out the baby in the new house.
I would love that. He wants to see my boo. He has to meet you. So
I know.
And he really, like, I wake up every day thankful for my life. Even when he's in a bad mood and screaming at the top of his lungs, I'm still so grateful that God has given me such a precious gift because he is great. And if you've seen any of his pictures to any of my fans, he's always that happy, usually. You know, he's always smiling. He really is a great, great baby. And my husband is the most supportive father, and I can't be any luckier, so.
Aww. Yeah. That touches my heart.
I'm going to
bring up another caller. I'm going to bring up another caller.
My
and,
boo.
Michelle knows her. But I don't think April knows her. But she's one of our she was a regular throughout the Big Brother 12 season because she's good friends with a certain cop. Do you know who I'm talking about, Michelle?
I don't think so, no. With a certain cop.
She's
well.
Friends with a cop from season 12 from Big Brother.
Oh, yes, of course I do. Yes. Where is Miss Kathy? She's been MIA, by the way.
Who?
Are you talking
Miss
about Kathy?
Yeah, I haven't seen Kathy either. So, Natasha, tell us where Kathy is.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian. Actually, Kathy is at work right now.
Oh.
She's just so MIA.
Is that all she's doing? Is that all she does now?
Yeah, she's a workaholic.
Well,
putting handcuffs on people. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad you called in, though, and joined the party.
Actually, I just talked to Kathy, and she's wanting me to tell you happy anniversary. And
your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't hear you no more, Natasha.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We can hear you now.
Actually, I just talked to Kathy a little bit ago, told her that I was calling in. She said to tell you happy anniversary, congratulations, she's proud of you. And she said, Michelle, tell you she loves you.
Aww, give her kisses for me.
And Ron, we've both been praying for you.
Well, thank you. I need it. If she's free Saturday from 8 to 10, we're doing a birthday show too, for 2 hours, probably maybe an hour. But so if she's free then, from 8 to 10, tell her she's more than welcome.
Definitely tell her. You know, she's a shift supervisor, so she works so much. Y'all were just talking
but
about
if she
every,
just needs
you know,
a call.
Huh?
We're she just has to pop in if she wanted for like 5 minutes. She'd be more than welcome to, you know, and I'll get her right up.
Well, I will definitely tell her.
But
I was just going to call in and tell you congratulations. And, you know, during the Big Brother season when she was gone and my husband was in Iraq and all that, you guys are so awesome and supportive. And I just wanted to thank you and tell you congratulations on 2 years.
Thank you. April is with us, too. From did you watch Big Brother 10?
Yeah. Hi, April.
Well, April.
Hi.
April's with us. She was one of our first guests, or one of my first guests. I was by myself.
Good.
Or Shay. I miss Miss Shay. But, I'm sorry, guys. I'm starting
to get a little emotional, Ron.
Yeah.
Natasha,
no,
I'm just getting tired.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Anyway, the other night, both Lane and Hayden were on the show, and I actually asked them when they were going to try to come and see Kathy, and it sounds like they are going to try, so.
Oh, really? I don't think that, I don't think Kathy's talked to them lately. I'm really not sure she hasn't said anything, though, but that would be good. I know she'd like that.
Some people were supposed to be over here this weekend for a thing, but guys, I'm so sorry that I couldn't get it pulled together because of everything that happened, but we'll try it next year. But I'm having fun tonight and everything, but I was thinking about that. It would have been so much fun.
Yeah, maybe you can do it next year because we were planning on coming.
Yeah, I know.
Are you
April,
doing okay, Ron?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just sitting here thinking about your baby. You keep on it keeps on talking over everyone, and how, you know, it's just been a, you know, amazing ride for the past couple of years.
Aww.
Getting to know you guys, and
well,
even
I love
Natasha.
You so much, Ron.
I know. I was so, you know, you don't know. I want to say this because it's a good opportunity. You don't know how much I was thrilled when I heard you were coming to Vegas. I don't think words could say this to you, April, to be able to see you and meet you. I mean, even Michelle, you know, and they have Cowboy there too. And Jesse and everyone who was involved in some of the, you know, first seasons, first couple, you know, shows of my life. And you guys, to meet y'all. But April, I mean, you and Michelle has been here from the start. And I don't know if you heard me say this. Maybe this is a good opportunity to talk about it. My mom, I dedicated this show to my mom. I don't get to go see her as much as I used to. And it hurts me, but I remember playing her clips all the time for our show.
Yeah,
remember that?
She's hilarious.
Oh, absolutely,
oh my goodness.
I remember it.
And I so miss her. And she was one of the reasons this show kept on going. And what Jesse said to me that night about how, you know, what he said, we just really have a, it's just been an amazing ride. I didn't think it was going to last. I really thought I would give up. And there was a time that I thought I was going to give up, and I want to say this to YouTube, too. YouTube pulled it out and helped me out. Michelle started to do Monday nights. April, you started to help me with Tuesday nights. Cowboy started to do Thursday nights. And it just was, I have to say thank you.
Well, Well, we have to thank you, Ron, as well, because, I mean, not only are we friends, you're family. I mean, that's something that you have to think about. I mean, you're just more than a friend to me. You're definitely family, and I love you. And I really want you to take care of yourself. You're kind of scaring me a little bit.
I am.
There's so many people that rely on you daily, you know, for your show and your support and your friendship. And so I want you to stop being selfish and take better care of yourself, because there's a lot of people out there that really love you and support you.
No, honestly, I'll tell you right now.
Definitely.
Michelle can probably, ever since Vegas, I really started to, Erica talked to me, and but even when this started to happen, I really started to step back and really, you know, and everything, and now I'm just, it's a slow process. That's what's so bad about it. It's been a slow process. But I can't rush it, because there's nothing I can do to rush it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, take it day by day and just take care of yourself.
And when I hurt, and I'll be honest with you, my brother's been a very big supporter, and Cherry Garcia, who's on the phone line with us, you know, she's helped us. And actually, before Christina leaves, I wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to tell her thank you for, you know, Christina helped me out throughout this, the Big Brother season, and now that her family's back in school, she kind of had to step back, but she was a big help. And there's been other people like Mandy Mee who helped out, and I just, you know, but getting back to what we were talking about was, you know, I know now that I have to rely on people, and I've been, and it's been great. And I don't know. I'm just rambling right now. And I think it's Ben actually has a clip, and he wants to play a clip. But if you know, here, let me bring Ben up. Actually,
Ron, I'm gonna get off of here. I've got to get my kids in bed. But anyway, like I said, I just called to say congratulations. And
I'm sorry I went into a. I'm sorry I went into a moment there.
No, that's okay. This is your show. Do what you want.
Okay.
I'm calling Natasha.
But thank you, Natasha.
Bye everyone.
Okay, Ben.
Bye, Natasha.
Ben, are you there?
I am here.
Boom, boom, boom.
Cowboy.
Let me hear say wayo.
Wayo.
What's
up, girl?
Wait. So is this YMS10? Is this the clip we're supposed to be playing?
I'll do it, Ron. When you want me to push it, I'll push it.
Push it.
Okay.
Push it.
Push it, baby. Wait.
Oh,
no, wait.
Real
Ben,
good.
Ben, you want to introduce it, or do you want to?
This is.
You
want to
say?
Okay. This is a little mega mix of the mega show that you had last summer, where. All those teams were competing across the globe to gather as many reality stars as they possibly could in order to win tickets to the Vegas Bash. This is a little bit about that story. Settle in, grab a sandwich, drink a beer, turn it up.
Sounds like fun.
Can I now?
Push it.
My name is Ashley Traynor, and I was on Survivor Samoa.
Oh, you know, Ashley, we've been trying to get you on here. It's almost a year now.
Hey, Ron. It's Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, it's Monica. How y'all doing?
This is Brandon from Survivor Africa.
Ah, Brandon.
I'm an old school survivor.
This is April. I'm out of Dallas from Big Brother.
You know what?
It's Tina calling. It's Tina calling Lillian.
Tina, if I call you Lillian, I am so sorry.
I'm Jerry from Big Brother 10.
Hey, guys. It's Carly again. How you doing?
Yes, it's Beth Chamberlain, and she is Beth.
Yeah.
From Guiding Lights.
This ain't no Corey. This ain't no Corey.
Corey, I know your freaking phone number. So don't even
Golly, Jesus, I can't hear nothing around here. What's up? God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Peko. Who's this? Hello?
Huh?
Who is this?
Hello? This is Peko. Who's this?
Peko?
Who? What? Where?
That's Jesse.
Hello? I'm calling for Vicky, and I can't do a cool Pedro voice like Jesse, but here's a hint. I like to throw microphones. show.
Hi, Shima. I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Hello, Jace. Hello. You didn't hello. Get hello, Jace.
What is this with the voiceovers and everything?
I don't know, but I like
okay.
it. It's
well, thank you very much. This is Juan.
Oh, Juan.
Juan.
Oh, are you friends with Pedro?
I'm very old. Oh, so old. And you, I cry if you not know who I am. I cry.
It's Bonky.
You're right.
Okay. You're
right.
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys think you could recognize my voice?
It's Erica.
I recognize it. Who?
Wait, no.
I'm sure.
Is it Erica?
It is. What's up, guys?
What?
Como esta?
Did she say como esta?
Como esta? That's another friend trying to trick us.
How are you?
Como esta? This is Chantel.
Hi, Chantel. How are you?
Hi. I'm Nate's girlfriend.
What?
I'm Pedro's girlfriend.
No, it's Sheila, isn't it?
Yes, it's Sheila. Hello?
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 Granny.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? And what's your name, and where are you calling from, and who are
my
you calling for?
My name is June, and I'm calling from New York. What's up?
Hey there, it's Nicomas from Big Brother 5.
This is Sylvia Kwan, Survivor PG.
And this is Krista from Big Brother 2.
Woo!
Oh, hey, guys, it's Carissa.
This is Mike Scoopin from Survivor of the Australian Outback.
Hello.
Your
hey,
name.
It's Tracy from Micronesia, season 16. But I always love Ron and his show. He's so great to survivors and being a survivor, a castaway, anything for your radio station, Ron. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
No, this is Laura from Survivor Samoa, season 19.
Good morning. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Hey,
I just don't know who that girl was saying that she's Rupert or Russell's biggest adversary because that's me.
I know who you are.
Who
hey,
you think
this is Rupert.
Rupertskids.com. Go check it out. We always need donations.
This is Mojo. I'm a millionaire, baby.
Mojo?
Yes. People might know me from Jill Millionaire on Fox. Hey, we have another celebrity here who's also an actress. Her name is Jilly Real.
Hello.
Whoa.
I have a film coming out through Universal Pictures called Hole in One.
Okay. I know who this is.
I am calling in tonight for Mr. Alan Golden so that he can win his awesome contest that you're hosting tonight for the Vegas Bash.
That's what I'm talking about.
From season 8 of Big Brother, the storyteller, Joe!
I like sugar in my coffee.
How about Sue?
This is Susie. Survivor Gabon, how are you?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
This is a guy that, he's real tall and he likes to wear bow ties.
Hey, Susie.
Bob.
It is Bob.
Bob.
I knew it.
Is that Bob?
Right?
Yeah.
It's Bob.
How you doing,
Bob?
How you doing,
you're
Bob?
There.
Bob's coming to Iowa.
Yeah, I'm going out to help Susie. She's an absolute doll. She deserves everybody's help. If you can't help the Red Cross, which I plug for, you might as well plug for Susie.
We are having an awesome show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is Sarge from Survivor 9.
Hey, this is Courtney from Tool Academy 3.
Hey, it's Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island. I'm calling from New York City. And I'm calling for John Cocker. Do you think you pronounce his name?
No, it's Alan Golden.
Hi, is this Ron?
I know who you are. This is Jillian.
This is Jillian.
I got this one right.
You got to get the accent right.
Hi, this is Kellyanne, The Real World Sydney and the Challenges.
This is Mike Holman. I did a silly little show when I was a young man called Jackass.
Hi, this is actually Toasty from Flavor of Love.
Oh, hi. Hey, Red Ryan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Benny Crocker. I was supposed to call him for John Crocker. Yes, we...
Yeah, I don't think it was Benny Crocker. Hello, 417?
Is this like, can you talk to Laura or Jordan or anything from Big Brother?
Okay, so...
Is Rupert there? What about Rennie? Is Rennie here? Who's all there? Let me talk to Alan. Why does Rennie have the number on Facebook to call it? You weren't confused?
Say what?
I'm positive I wasn't confused.
Where'd he go?
Who?
Rupert.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day or night.
Talk to somebody. You're not leaving.
Hello.
Jolly good show.
We got another interesting accent.
Oh, it's okay. Maybe this will help. I heard somebody else had their own theme music.
Jolly good show.
I actually just wanted to clear up something. It's actually Peco.
I said it was Peco. I did.
Wait, is this Ron? Is this Alan Goldman?
No, I'm Ron Rad. I'm working with the girl.
That's what I'm at the right place. The Rad Reality Show, darling.
Yes, you're on the right show.
Can somebody tell me what's going on, please?
Is that it?
Oh, my God, that was ridiculously funny.
That was so hilarious.
Can't rock.
That was just one week, too. That's what's amazing.
That was hilarious.
What if we put everyone on to one? That would be crazy. That week was crazy. And some of those, I forgot even they called in, like Courtney from Tool Academy.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I like the Betty Crocker calling for John Crocker.
Shut up. You know I hated that one.
You hung up on him, didn't you?
Yes, I hung up on him. You see, it was
you
so
hung
proper
up on Chicken George.
There.
How could you?
It was so proper characters with me, and I was waiting for. Okay, guys. I'm gonna have to hit up on somebody funnier, and Jesse was hilarious. Just the Peco.
Oh my goodness!
Oh man,
that was great. That's classic.
I don't know if I want to pick up this next person, because this next person will make me cry probably, or I'll make her cry, or she'll make all of us cry. Hey, Missy.
Here's the phone.
Happy anniversary! Woo, woo, woo! It's the Rad Reality Show!
Guess who's on the phone line with us?
Are you wild?
Guess who's on the phone line with us?
I don't know, because Paul just had me listen to that spiel of everybody calling in on the Rad Reality Show for like 7 minutes. Cool.
Yeah, that was done by Ben. No, that was just 1 week. But we have April with us, and Ethan's been trying to talk to us all night.
How's mommy and married life?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's a constant daily challenge, but I love every bit of that challenge. So it's great.
There's Ethan.
How are you?
Hey, meet me at the slot at 2 a.m.
Did you say meet me at the slot at 2 a.m.? I'll be there at 1.
Wait, listen. Meet me at the slit at 1 a.m. at the slot at 2 a.m.
Listen, you slut, I've told you many a times, I don't care about the slit, I don't care about the slut, I just care about a bonus world.
Yes, exactly. Happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Michelle and April on the Rad Reality Show at the same time.
Can you stand
it? 2 years ago, too. It happened 2 years ago, too.
That's why I said it's history. Anniversary, Ron. It's anniversary.
Only person we're missing is Peco.
I know. Where's Peco? Peco's
slacking. I didn't get a hold of him.
He was supposed to be calling in. I did.
It's okay. We'll forgive Jesse. We don't want Jesse to call in now. There might be some awkward moments.
I made up with Jesse. Knock it off.
I didn't say nothing about you.
Let's just clear the air. We are like BFFs. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wah.
No, but Missy is one reason it lasted 2 years, probably. There's many times I called her. I you can probably vouch for this, me. There's many times I've called Missy and said, I'm done. I want to give up.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You just keep doing what you're doing, and you do it not only because you love it, but you do it for all the fans out there. And, you know, that's, you know, being real is the best that you can be, Ron, and everybody, all the Big Brother people, the Survivor people, you know, those who come on your show are down to earth, they're realistic, they're everyday people, and, you know, thank you to all them for making, you know, Ron's show so successful.
Couldn't do it without
that's right. That's right, Missy. Tell
them. Yeah, and like this year, season three, I call it season three because, you know, it's actually, I call it a new season. So it's going
Redemption
on the third
Island
season. No. I really feel like I've asked Panther, or not Panther, I've asked Cherry Garcia and Ben and Paul's going to be involved, and Liz, and I even have Jen Frog. They're going to be part, and Panther's going to help whenever she can, I bet she still. Because, you know, like I said in the beginning, Panther was she was here. You know, honestly, guys, I was going to throw a Hall of Fame on my webpage, and I had the hardest time picking out, other than a few, who to put in there with me, or who to put in there with you guys. Because, I mean, I had Panther, I was going to induct, and I was going to put Michelle, and I was going to put April, and Cowboy, and Jesse, but then it's all Big Brother people, and I've done more than Big Brother. I know some people didn't get invited tonight, and we'll have to try to get them to come in on Saturday, but, like, David and Mary has been faithful to the show, Ronnie's been faithful, Hell's Kitchen people, Biggest Losers. You know, if we did a compilation of every show that has hit this show at one time, we've had Jeff Conway from Greece. I mean, so
you definitely had tons of amazing guests, and that's because you are amazing, Ron, and everybody, word of mouth, everybody hears it from everybody else, and they'll be like, oh, I want to do the Rad Show, you know. I get people that send me messages, oh, I want to do the Rad Show, or I heard about the Rad Show, and, you know, so you're like the president.
Yeah, I mean, and Michelle, you've been a key role, and lots of people say this, too, is like, I know you've booked so many cool people, Wes, and so many people that has come through you,
you know what, I get a lot of the juicy people that haven't done any kind of interviews or anything, and they wait for us. They wait to come to our show, do their first interview, and they're so controversial.
Yeah,
we get so much shit from people like, I can't even believe that you're going to be putting that person on. I'm not going to listen. And you know they're the first ones there waiting by their computer or by their phone waiting. You know.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, you think about some of the people that have been on our show for the first time only. Ronnie came on our show. I mean, how many people didn't like Ronnie? I mean, April came on our show. No one wanted to talk to April. No, I'm just joking, April. You're just,
April.
Take a deep breath, girl. Take a deep breath.
You know, actually, I think she bounced off the line.
I didn't do it.
She had to do the mommy thing.
Yeah. Oh, good. She didn't hear me diss her.
No. You hope she better not.
Michelle, what's April's number?
Don't worry about it. I'm already texting her. No, I'm just kidding.
No, April came on, and man, think about the people that, you know, and we, Shima. You know, this year would.
Shima,
so, yeah,
did.
I was trying to say for
Jesse
from that.
Came on. We had
a
Wes come on.
Or not Natasha, Nay this year.
Nayanka.
We had Nay.
Nayanka.
Yeah, and just, you know, so many people, and that, you know, some people, Wes, how many people really liked Wes?
I mean, loved him.
Me too.
I was like, I love him. And he sang on our... He played one of his songs on the radio and everything. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But we've had
well,
some
Ron,
great...
listen, I'm going to have to get going. You know why? Because I'm not feeling so hot. I feel like a little nauseated a little bit. I haven't been feeling good all day.
She's going to the slot machine. It's almost 2 a.m. Who is she kidding?
Yeah. I wish I could go. I can't. But I just wanted to plug one thing before I go. If anybody loves a good read, you're looking for something new to, you know, to put in the book collection, something to crawl into, you know, your blankets and read with the hot chocolate, you guys got to pick up, it's called Sink or Swim. And the author is Stacey Juba. And basically, it's how do you change the channel when reality TV turns to murder? It's about, like, a girl that went on, like, a reality show, and it shows you the behind-the-scenes, and they talk about the behind-the-scenes, and she ends up becoming a killer and a murderer, and people stalk her and everything. And I am actually in the book because I give a little like, synopsis blog. So all you guys got to make sure you pick it up on KindleAmazing.com. Also, Stephanie LaGrosa, who was on Survivor, Peru, Guatemala, and Heroes of Village. She's got a synopsis in it. And also Sean Morgan from The Amazing Race 16. So if you guys need a good book, it's like mystery detective kind of fiction. Make sure you guys pick it up. It's called Sink or Swim.
What's her last name, Michelle?
Stacey Juba, J-U-B-A.
And the first name again is?
Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay,
and
it.
It just got published last week. So give her support and me support. If you guys can go out and check it out, it's a really good book. And I know you guys
right
are all into the whole reality thing, and it really gets like, it's a great book if you love reality TV, and just to get all angles of it, it's a great, great book. So I just wanted to plug that. And I just want to say, Ron, I love you to pieces, and I'm just so happy to have shared, you know, the first show with you, and look at us 2 years later. Can you believe it? Can you stand it? And, of course, to everybody, all the fans, the chatters, and, you know, Cherry and Paul and Ben and Panther and everybody who's helped out. And happy birthday, Ron, on Saturday, which I'm going to say that. And I just wanted to throw in there, too, happy anniversary to my grandfather and grandmother. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away 2 weeks ago, but they would have been married for 61 years. So, and happy birthday to my grandfather, too. His birthday was on Tuesday, and he was going to be 86. So, yeah. So that's what I just wanted to say. And I love you, Missy. And
you know what? My grandpa's birthday is on my birthday.
Yeah.
I never got to meet him. My mom always said that the reason I was sent to her was because he was trying to torment her.
You know what? That's the truth right there.
Michelle, can you tweet that book name, please, on Twitter? Can you tweet it to all reality fans?
It's in the chat room.
Yes, I will. I will definitely tweet it. But like I said, I just want to say love all you guys and thank you guys for all the support. I'm just so happy to be able to communicate and with, like, just real people and you know, and you guys are all my family, and I love you guys all.
Love you, too. Thank you
for being one of the best other people to come out of that house. We love you.
Oh, thank you. And I will talk to you guys all soon, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
have a good
bye, guys.
One.
Love you, guys.
Feel better. I'll let you hang up on the call.
She did.
She did it herself. Oh, man.
Missy,
I
know we're celebrating Ron tonight, but I just have to say it was so sweet to see your people in your office surprise you on your birthday and see you tear up and get emotional.
You guys tickled me pink and made me cry. I, you know, listen, there's such a depth there. I just love what I do, and I love who I meet, and just like Lon right now, I mean, he knows exactly how I'm feeling. You know, some of us were just fans of the show. We used to be in chat rooms. That's how Lon and I met. And now we've branched off to do different things. He does his thing, and I do mine.
But when it comes down to it, we're still the fans. And we love meeting the other fans. And you guys call your live show on my birthday to wear on Superpass. Listen, that just doesn't happen. And you guys push me in ways that you'll just never know.
Well,
I hope I'm not in trouble for doing that, Missy.
Yeah, Cherry really brought that together with her calling in and you on. But I want to know, were you able to get a cupcake or was it gone?
No, they made actually only two cupcakes were gone when I went back there. And Chelsea said, have a cupcake. And I said, no, it's not part of my new diet. And she said, it's your birthday, eat a cupcake.
Hey, guys, I had to interrupt real quick because we have a visitor.
Okay.
And she wants to say hello to everyone. Okay, you ready, visitor? Say hello. Come on, say hello. Come on, damn cat. You always want to talk when I'm, okay. Salem wanted to say hello. Salem wanted to say hello to everyone, but she's a little shy tonight.
Damn cat.
Sorry. Anybody that knows the story of the cat knows that she likes to visit when I'm doing the show and has a tendency to get upset at times. She's getting old. What?
She wants your attention.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of cats, Mom Moosey's in the hospital.
Yep.
We all know that, I'm pretty sure, but let's wish her the best, too. She's going through a lot.
Yeah,
And hopefully,
there's a lot of people. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was going to say what I saw is hopefully it will be true, but she should be going home tomorrow afternoon. So
sounds like she has.
There's a lot of reality. There's a lot of reality people like Moosey and myself. And Nikki and Vicky that's dealing with stuff, and I know I'm missing people too. And
can you tell me what happened with Nikki? Because someone told me, this is the first I'm hearing it, she had a gallbladder attack or something?
Yeah, she had a gallbladder attack, and she might have to have it removed. They have an appointment, I think, in 2 weeks. So,
I've had mine removed this month.
Yeah, Ron also said Vicky, who is still in rehab and is posting on Facebook, and I tell you, all that she has gone through, she has one of the best attitudes on life. She inspires me, Vicky does, and I keep mentioning this to people. Go to her Facebook and say hi to her because she's sitting in a rehab, and she loves her internet friends in from chat rooms and stuff, so.
You know, and there's other people that I don't think has told us. I think there's one person that is dealing with stuff. So, whenever you have a chance, say, I gratefully say thank you to y'all that does it to me. But there's lots of them.
Absolutely. We've all become very close throughout the years of just hanging out and being around each other, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Including yours, Ron.
Oh, yeah, I know. Actually, I'm getting wiped out right now. About ready to, I think, go ahead. But I want to hold off because I'm trying to think. I mean, Ben... Is Ben still in the chat room?
I thought you meant on the phone, but he dropped off the phone. But he's still in the chat room.
I think we got almost everyone. There's a few that didn't call in that were supposed to. Maybe
take their names and put them on the naughty list.
I'll be honest with you, a couple of them were already on the naughty list. So we'll just let them stay on the naughty list. But, yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for coming and being part of this. It's been a hell of a ride.
It's been one fun hell of a ride.
Yeah, it has been. Sorry, I'm feeling down.
Say that again, Ron TV. Yeah, it has been.
I'm actually just getting pooped out, so my energy is kind of like drained. But yeah, it has been, guys. It really has been. And I'm trying to look at something real quick. I thought I had another clip that I wanted to play up on the switchboard.
You and your clip.
Well, I gotta. While you're doing that, Ron, Missy, I gotta say, you guys scored the big time when you got Kevin. He is so talented. He called in and talked with Ron last night, and he just brightened up, you know, our time last night. So.
Kevin is a fun guy. He really, really is. I sat next to Kevin. I mean, I met Kevin a couple times, but when we were down in Rainbow, you know, we have a formal dinner, and I chose to sit by Kevin last year because he just cracks me up. He shared his creme brulee with me, just so you know. And he's a lot of fun, and he's energy, and he's good, and it's so good just to be, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, you know. I'm truly honored by everybody that I've met and I know, you know, but, you know, he's fun, so I hope everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
I was just going to say, if anybody would like to call in, 347-237-5506.
How much longer is your show, Ron?
Feel free. You got about 15 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Call in.
Actually, Missy, when Kevin called in last night, I said, have you watched his first episode yet, Missy?
I have.
I said, hey, Kevin, I got a question for you. Did Superpass ask you to put out all those promos at the beginning of your video, or was that your idea?
That was his.
I know, that's what he said. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Without being, you know, prompted to do it, you know, he did a great job. He's a natural.
He did piss me off. So next time I speak to him, or if you guys speak to him, say, listen, do not be eating donuts when you're talking about weighing in with Susie, because I wanted a donut. He's a tease.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
He's still hanging with Susie as he's eating a donut. Yeah, he's very talented, and it's a pleasure. Like I said, it's a pleasure just to have him there. I, as a fan, love what he does. So I couldn't wait for – listen, I don't get the inside scoop. I don't get to see that before it goes up. So when it gets posted, Clark talks up, that's when I get to see it. So I have no kind of special privileges. So as soon as you guys see it is when I see it, and I was taken back by it, and I absolutely loved it. So it's cool.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who the hell Purple Drunk drank and you. Welcome to the show. I've never seen that name before.
Missy, this is a chat person if you're not in the chat.
Yeah, Missy, this is a chat person. Welcome. This is my 2-year anniversary. And pass that Kool-Aid around, buddy. Yeah. I will take a little purple punch. Can I have a little with, yeah, sounds good. Call in, make a house call. I'll let you call in. But,
it's
Jerry, you think it was a spammer?
I don't think it's a spammer.
I don't know what it is. It's the Kool-Aid guy. I think it's the Kool-Aid guy. Here, I got a thing for, a clip for the guy, though. Because he wanted something to drink. You know, let's play this. Something nice and refreshing.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
Oh. I didn't say that, but
you guys are silly.
You should see this guy in the chat room. I'm just letting him chat away.
What's he talking about? Because I can't see. Tell him whatever it is, make us some. We're partying.
He says, excuse me, a spammer, purple drunk drink guy, what the fuck? Why punch sucks? Purple drunk. All the way. For the win. Yeah. Okay. I'm done. Woo.
Missy, he's got a very large font that is, you know, filling up the chat area. Anyway, you guys, Missy, have really gone all out. I've mentioned this to you before when I've called in. After Big Brother ended, it is really a good, you know, weekly show of, you know, all sorts of things, you know, including your chat. And I was so glad you were able to, you know, get here after yours was done. And are you enjoying doing that chat?
Listen, one of the things I enjoy doing is chatting with people. So do I enjoy it? Absolutely. Would I miss this tonight? Absolutely not. I don't care if I'm half drunk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not drunk. I don't drink. I don't care if I'm half tired, one eye open. I'm here. It's good. It's cool. I love Ron.
Jerry.
I'll do.
Well, thank you.
Don't play that back. Next thing you know, will be rumors around the internet. Missy loves Ron. Missy loves Ron. Missy loves Ron.
Oh, well, we already know that.
I know, but you know how the internet can be.
Jerry, did you see that question?
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm debating. Did you see the chat question?
No, but do it.
Ask Missy if she can name all the peeps that called in from here with Cherry that wished her a happy birthday.
Oh, hell no. I was crying through half of it. Are you kidding me? No, I'm so fucking back by it.
I'm not married.
Yes, you are.
I hope I'm not in trouble for doing that, Missy.
What? No.
Come back closer to the phone, sweetie. You're fading on us.
Who, me? That's because I went outside.
Oh.
It's hot in the Bahamas, where I live.
I want to come visit you.
She doesn't live in the Bahamas.
I know.
Too bad.
I know. It's sunshiny here every day. I sit and lay in my hammock and grab a little fancy and I sip a Mai Tai.
Do you live on a boat at Key West?
The Bahamas. That's where I'm going. It's Bahamas. I'm kidding. I live in rainy Seattle. Where it rains?
No, that's Missy Z, right?
Yep.
No, that's Missy. Somebody was asking if that was Missy Z.
Missy Z. Hanging out on the Ralph Reality Show for Ron's second anniversary.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll be honest with you. Kathy, who's in the chat room, and her, and Panther.
Kathy?
Yeah, she's out there. She's listening.
Hey, hi, Kathy.
She always stalks the show, but don't talk much. She just sits back and listens.
Listen, we wouldn't be where we are today without Kathy.
I was just getting ready to comment about that. You know, Kathy, but, you know, like I said, I think I've said this before, you know, the story of meeting you at a Jen Johnson chat, you know, and then our ride just started to go from there. And I'll be honest with you guys, Missy, it was fun doing those chats in the beginning. And I helped her out with that, and then I did Amanda's chat room, And I remember we did I was involved in Danny's stuff, and it was, Missy and me, we were side by side. I mean, actually, Michelle Costa was actually, she was in a chat room of Missy's that, it was, what was it called? Dirty Little, was that called Dirty Little Secrets back then? Or did you?
I think we're Missy's chatting on user plane, but we wouldn't be where we are today without all those chats, without our PR, and that came from Kathy. She was our PR.
Right, and she was my PR in the beginning of the show too. I mean, and then she, she had some issues with health and family, and and yeah, she's a big influence.
So
same
Kathy,
with,
a big thank you goes out to you, Kathy. Very much, it's never forgotten.
And has to be a, and Panther's another one. Panther came out and got involved with me and Kathy, and she helped in many ways. I will never forget. And then Shannon, I met Shannon at a Rennie chat, and that's where the Rad Reality Show came in effect.
And when the Rad Missy, Reality Show was coming into effect, that's when I went to Superpass.
Oh. Yeah, actually, we went at the same time. We decided, because I was, I think you had already started up there, actually. I started to do mine about the same time. You know what I mean?
Yep,
I remember Sheila Kennedy was about, so many people, in the beginning, and,
I never forget. Never. Never.
So. And,
wake up.
What?
Wake up.
Oh.
He's winding down.
Where's that punch, Hawaiian punch guy? Give this guy some Kool-Aid.
I think I should have ate before the show.
How come you didn't?
I did eat a little bit. I ate orange and something else. I can't remember. Because I was going to do it after the show.
Ron, you've run a good marathon tonight. We had some great people that called in to reminisce, and it was a lot of fun. And you deserve a day off tomorrow, bud.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm going to finish off the show now anyways. I'm going to go ahead and close it off. And I'm going to close it off with one of the songs that has made the show what the show has become. You know what I mean?
Thanks for always having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Missy.
It was
but,
great talking to you, Missy.
All
yeah.
Right, guys. Thank you.
Missy, good night.
Ron, I'm sorry to interrupt. Ben, did you see Ben's post?
No, what did he say?
Hale just wrote back. She's calling in now.
You know how reception is in Oregon, so.
Hey, stay with me, Missy.
I am.
I'm trying to think. I was gonna play a song to close the show up, but let's just go ahead.
Let's wait for Kale and then play your song and close it out.
Yeah. I only got 5 minutes. I hope she gets up here before the 5 minutes, because I can't go no farther. I mean, I can go on the podcast. So if we lose you guys, sorry. Listen, I think. Wait, the best way to listen to the end of the podcast, guys, just to give you guys a little heads up, because if she doesn't get in 4 minutes, she ain't going to get in anyways, phone line-wise.
But never mind, I told her to call on Saturday.
Okay, so then Ron, play your song and let's end our show.
Yes, I am going to. This is just a song that I love, so...
Okay.
Good night, Jill.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Unfailing love surrounds me when I need.